Okay. Rabosai, we are on Daf Yud Beis in Brochis. Okay, we are holding by the two dots. With two dots at the top of Yud Beis, Amud Aleph. We said in the Mishnah that, let's see here. Well, not the Mishnah. We brought a whole brice over there about the procedure they would say in the Beis HaMikdash. Let's see if I can find it. It was on Yud Aleph of the Beis, I believe. And they would, one of the things they would do, that the Mamona, the one who was in charge of the Kohanim, so he would say, he would tell them what to say. One of the things that the Kohanim said in the Beis HaMikdash after they put the Morim on the Mizbeach was V'korin Aseres HaDibros. They would say the Aseres HaDibros, Shema, Kriya Shema, V'haya, that's the first parak, right, V'ahavta, etc. V'ayam Shemoa, V'yomer, right, all the three parshas of Kriya Shema. They would say Emes V'yatziv, V'avoda, and Berkas Kohanim. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Af Begvulin Bikshu Likros Kain. They even wanted to institute this procedure of davening, right, in the Gvulim, in the not only in the Beis HaMikdash, but even outside, in all of the land of Eretz Yisrael. And Bikshu Ela Shekfar Bitlo Mipnei Tarumas Haminim. But they were mevatalit because of the minim, because the apikorsim, they would mess things up. What does that mean? So Rashi writes, if you look at Tarumas Haminim, Shelo Yomru La'ame Ha'aretz Ein Shar Torah Emes. Right, because if we said Aseres HaDibros in davening, they would say, oh, only the Aseres HaDibros is what's important. But the rest of it is not Emes. Right? And how do you know? The Minim would use this, they would prove that the Aseres HaDibros are the only things that matter from the fact that, look, that is the only thing that we read. That's the only piece of Torah that we say during the davening. So therefore, they got rid of it. Etc. Now, Rashi writes over here that Aminim are Akum, are Goyim, which is interesting because usually, you know, when the Gemara wants to say Goyim, they'll say Goyim, they don't have a problem with it, they'll say Avodas Kochavim or Akum or wherever it is. Usually, Minim are Apikorsim, are, you know, let's say Jews who have an Apikoristic Hashkafa. So, actually, if you look in the Hagos and Tzionim in the new Gemaras, so they write that in the Ksav Yad of Rashi, right, it doesn't say Akum. And that this is one of the places where Rashi's commentary was censored. It actually says Talmide Yeshu. That Tarumas Haminim, that the Minim, what Abikorsim are we looking, are we talking about here? We're talking about the Talmidim of Jesus. But it was censored, obviously, because, you know, that would have been dangerous. Instead, they changed it to Akum. Okay, fascinating Ha'ara. But anyway, Vayter in the Gemara. Tanya Mihachi, we also learned in a Braisa. Rabbi Nelson says Begvulim Bikshu Likros Kain. They also wanted to say this outside of the Beis HaMikdash, El Shekfar Bitlum Mipnei Tarumas Haminim, but they were already mevatalit. Rabbi Bar Barchana Savar LeMikva Inu B'Sura. Rabbi Bar Barchana wanted to have this kind of schedule of davening in Sura. Amar Lei Rav Chista said to him Kfar Bitlo Mipnei Tarumas Haminim. Right, he said that's no good. Ameimar Sover Lemikve Inu Bin Harda. Ameimar wanted to do this in Neharda to say this Aseres HaDibros. Amar Leir of Ashik Far Bitlum Mipnei Tarumos Haminim. Okay. Ubishabbos Mosifin Bracha Achas Lemishmar Hayotze. On Shabbos they would add one bracha from the outgoing Mishmar. My Bracha Achas. What was this bracha that the outgoing Mishmar would say? Rabbi Chelbo, Mishmar Hayotze Omer, the Mishmar Hanichnas, that the Mishmaros, the Kohanim who were serving the Beis HaMikdash, when their term was up, they would say a tefillah for the Kohanim that were coming in. Misha Shachin es Shmo B'Bayis Hazeh, whoever kind of dwells in this house, Hu Yashkin Beinechem, Ava V'Achva V'Shalom V'Reyes. He should put between you love and shalom and peace, etc., etc. Fascinating tefillah, right? They didn't daven that the korbanos should be given, you know, bekavana, and they shouldn't have any shouldn't mess up the avoda. They davened for shalom lemaisa because not all the kohanim got to do the avoda that they wanted to. Right? We already see that in the morning. The Mishnayos tell us that they used to draw lots for those who would take out the Chumas Adashin, and certainly I would imagine there was competition amongst the Kohanim. So the Mishmar that was leaving davened for Shalom between the Kohanim that were coming. Makom Shomru La'arich, again, now back in the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said on Yudal from an Aleph, wherever they said that the bracha should be long, Eino Rishai Lekatzer, you're not allowed to have the bracha be short. Lekatzer, if the bracha is short, Eino Rishai La'arich, you're not allowed to make it long. Lachtom, Eino Rishai Shalom Lachtom, if the bracha has a chasima, bracha Hashem, etc., you're not allowed to leave that off, and vice versa, if it doesn't, you're not allowed to add a chasima as well. The Gemara says, Pshita. It is obvious to me, now we're going to see what in the world this has to do with anything towards the end, but it is obvious to me, Hecha de kanukit kase de chamra biyode, where a person is holding a cup of wine in his hand, the kasover de shichrahu, but he thinks it's beer, upasach umavarech adaita de shichra, and he begins saying a bracha thinking that it's beer, baruchat Hashem elokeinu melech olam, right, he has the intention to say shahakol, but v'siim bedechamra, but in the end he realizes, and he says, oh, bari priya gafen, yotza, he's yotze. Di nami, because either way, im omar shahako ne'er bedvaro, if he would have said shahako on the wine, yotza, he would have been yotze anyway, da etzan, because we learned it in Mishnah, right, it says later on in the parak that talks about all the brachos, al kulam im omar shahako ne'er bedvaro, yotza. If you say shahako on anything, you are yotze. Fine, so that I chap. But let's say he's holding a cup of beer, biyade, in his hand. And he thinks it's wine. And he says, thinking he's about to say, and then he finishes off, oh, it's beer. My, what's the halacha? Basar ikar bracha azlinan or basar chasima azlinan? Do we go based on the ikar, the kavana that a person had when he said the baruch atah Hashem, etc.? Or do we go basar chasima, like according to the end, when he said at the end, shahakol niya bidvaro? So Gemara says tashma. What? Because obviously if you make a guffin on beer, that doesn't work. Okay, so what's the deal? So we bring a proof from our Mishnah. Shachar, or our, you'll see, our inyan, our birchos kriyashma. And that's the kesher. Shachris pasach b'yotzer or v'sim b'mariv aravim. If during shachris you started saying the bracha by yotzer, thinking you're going to say, you know, talking about yotzer, or and you finish b'mariv aravim, lo yotzer, you're not yotzer. Pasach b'mariv aravim, but let's say you began saying mariv aravim and v'sim b'yotzer or, but you finished off saying yotzer or, then yotzer, then you are yotzer. Arvis, let's say at the beginning, by Ma'ariv, Pasach by Ma'ariv Aravim, you began with Ma'ariv Aravim. Right, again, you had the intention to say that bracha, yeah? Kishamar Mel, right, Rashi writes, Pasach by Yotzer Or, Kolomar Adaiti Delemar Yotzer Or, right? That was what you had intention for, then you realize, wait a minute, it's not Shachar, it's Ma'ariv. Pasach by Arvis, Pasach Ma'ariv Aravim, Vesim by Yotzer Or, Lo Yotzer. Pasach by Yotzer Or, Vesim by Ma'ariv Aravim, Yotzer. What's the bottom line? Kill lo shel dover. The bottom line is akoholei hakarachosu. Apparently, what do you see? Everything goes after the chasima about whatever through whatever you finish. That's the koveya. And therefore, if you said hagaf, if you said shahakol at the end, even though you had in mind to say hagafen at the beginning, so that would be fine, and you could drink the wine. So Gemara says, no, that's not a good proof because shiny ha'asam the kamar baruch miyotzer ma'oros. What's the end of the first bracha? Right, Baruch Ata Hashem Yotzer Hamaoros. You finish off saying Yotzer Hamaoros in Shacharis, or, i.e., the implication is by Ma'ariv, you'd say Baruch Ata Hashem Ma'ariv Aravim. So since we have an extra chasima Baruch Ata Hashem, right? Maybe the tchila is crucial, right? Maybe where you don't have the added chasima, i.e., by Berachos Hanenin, so then you'd be in trouble, and the beginning is crucial, right? Maybe only over here when you have the added chasima that gets you out of trouble. So the Gemara says, wait a second. What's the end of the bracha that we make before Krishma? It's either Baruch Ata Hashem, Yotzer HaMaoros, and Shachris, or Baruch Ata Hashem, HaMariv HaRavim, and Ma'ariv. So Hani Chalaman Da'oma L'Rav, that works out according to Rav. Now Rav and Rabbi Yochanan have a machlokas. What's the ikar of a bracha? Right? What's the main point here? Do you need Hashem or Elokeinu Melech HaOlam? Do you need Malchus or do you need Shem? So the end of our bracha is Baruch Ata Hashem, right, without Malchus. So Hanichal Rav, that works according to Rav, the Amar called Bracha Shein, but Hazkaras Hashem, Eno Bracha. Right? The only, according to Rav, who says that the only thing you need to have a Bracha, what's Ma'akiv the Bracha? That's Hazkaras Shem, Baruch Ata Hashem. So Shapir, that works out fine. Ella Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Kol Bracha She'in Ba'Malchus Eino Bracha. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it says you need to say Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, and therefore when you say Baruch Ata Hashem Yotzer HaMa'oros or HaMa'ariv HaRavim, that's not an individual legitimate bracha to change the entire concept, right? That's not its own bracha, and you're not really doing anything. It's not helpful to our scenario. So Ma'ikilamimar. So what can you say? So Ella, rather, the Gemara says Kevan Damar Rabbi Bar Shila. Rabbi Bar Ula, sorry. Since Rabbi Bar Ula says, "Ki lahazkir midas hayom b'laylo, midas laylo b'yom, ki k'amah bracha u'malchus me'ikara atar vayu kamar." So the Gemara answers like this. If you remember, we had this concept that we want to make sure, we had the concept on Yud Alpha Mabez at the top, that we want to make sure to mention night and day at the same time. Both in Ma'ariv and at Shachris. Again, Rabbeinu Yonah explained, because we don't want it to imply like there are two gods, one for the day and one for the night. So we want to mention both. So since we have this concept of lahazkir midas hayom balaylu, midas layla bayom, that we need to mention both at both times of the day, so therefore, when you said the bracha originally, even if you had intention to say the other one, so that's fine. Because lamaisa, we're mentioning both regardless. And it's not a pasul dikamaisa. It's not a pasul dikamachshava. So we can't learn from here. That's not a proof. So again, we're back to our question. What do you do if you have a cup of beer, you thought originally that it was wine, you made the Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam with the mindset to say Hagafen, then you switched in the end, you said Shakal Nei Bidvaro, does that work? So Tashma, let's bring another proof. Mi Sefer, from the end of the Brisa that we just quoted. Klalo Shel Davar, what's the general rule? Hakol Holech HaKarachosum. Everything goes after the end. So that as a general rule, whenever the Mishnah or the Gemara or the Braisa, whatever, says kill no shel davar, yeah, and it elaborates the klal that they just explained in the previous question, yeah, so it's coming to add something. It's always coming to add something. Meaning we could have inferred this whole klal from the examples that you just gave us 5 seconds ago. Why do you need to sum it up and say kill lo shel davar? So always that comes to include, 99 out of 100 times, that comes to include another halacha. So that's what the Gemara asks. Klal lo shel davar lo suyimai. What are you coming to tell me? What else are you coming to teach me when you sum it up and say klal lo shel davar? My love, lo suyimai hada amran. Is that not coming to include our case of wine and beer? So the Gemara says, nope. Lasuye nehema vitamri. It's coming to include a case of bread and dates. Where you had bread, or you had date, you confused bread and dates. Now, what's going on over there? So the Gemara says, hechidami. What's that case? Ilema de'achol nehema v'kasavar de'tamri. If you're telling me you ate bread and you thought it was dates, and you began saying Baruch Atah Hashem with the intention to say Baruch Priya Eitz, you say Ben Nema, and then you ended up realizing it was bread, and you said Amos Tzedek Man Aretz. So Hainu Bayan, that's exactly our question. That's exactly the question of the wine and the beer. Lo Tzricha Kigon De No. The Gemara says no. We need that. What's that case? That's Tzricha Kigon De Achal Tamri V'Kasaver Nema. The other way around. That you were eating dates and you thought it was bread. Pasach b'dinema, and you began saying Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam for the bread. V'siim d'tamri, and you finished with dates. And you said, in the end, you said Bari Pri Haetz. So therefore, yotza. Then in that case, you would be yotze, that would be totally fine, and you could eat the dates. Dafilu siim b'dinema, because even if you had said, and this is a tremendous chiddush, even if you would have said Hamotzi lechem in haaretz, nami yotza, you also would have been yotze. My taima, why did tamri nami mezen zayne? Because dates apparently are satiating, and apparently Hamotzi lechem in haaretz, which is a bracha you say on something that satiates you, like bread, so that would have been fine. So that's similar to the first case in our Mishnah when you had wine and you thought it was beer. But we don't have an answer for the question when you had beer and you thought it was wine, you started saying wine, then you ended off Shehakol Nia Bidvaro. Okay. Two dots. The Gemara leaves it as Nibaya Dolo Ifshita. Okay. Amar Rabba Bar Chinina Saba Mishmei Derab. If you don't say those two things, then you have basically you are not Yotze the Berachos Kriyashma. Shenemar, as Pasuk says, La'agib aborka chastecha be'munoscha balelos. To say in the morning your chesed and your emuna at night. Okay, quotes of Pasuk. Another two dots, five lines up, Yud Beis, Amud Aleph. Oh, phone's ringing, 1 second. Okay. Vaiter. Sorry. We're going to have a bunch of these. Someone who is davening. Kazhu Korea, when he bows down. When should a person bow down? Korea Baruch. When he's saying Shemona Esrei, as you know, we should bow down by Baruch. Kazhu Zokev, and when you get stand back up again, Zokev B'Shem. You should be Zokev, you stand back up at Shem Hashem, right? That's what we do. Baruch Ata, and then we stand back up at Hashem. Baruch Ata Hashem, through all the, whenever you bow down to Shemona Esrei. Amar Shmuel says, my taima, the Rav, what's the reason? Dechtiv, because the Pasuk says, Hashem Zokev Kefufim. Okay, so by Hashem, it's okay if kafufim, we should stand up. Mesife, I'll ask you a question from a pasuk. B'nei shemi nachas, who, right, because of my name, you should bow down, you should lie down. So my answer is no. Meaning, maybe you should lie down when you say Shem Hashem, bow down when you say Shem Hashem. No, Gemara says, miksiv bishmi, mipnei shemi ksiv. It's because of my name, meaning you should be, have your shemaim. Ah, so that's not, that doesn't mean that when you have my name, you should lie down, or bow down. Amar Lishmuel, l'chia bar, Barav Bar Urion, Tov Eimelucha Milsam Al Yosa Da Amar Avucha. Tell me something nice that your father said. So Amar Hachi Amar Avucha. So he said that this is what my father said. Kshu Korea, when you bow down, Korea, same thing that we just mentioned. Korea B'Baruch Kshu Zokev B'Shem. Okay. Amud Beis. Rav Sheshes Kikora. When Rav Sheshes bowed down kara kechizra, he bowed down like a stick, meaning he just, his whole body went down in one straight motion. Right? Rashi writes, Sheva be'ad adam, v'chotavo kalabe mata, v'vasachatz, right? He moved his whole body down in one, kind of one motion. Kikazokiv zokiv kechivyo, when he came up, so then Rashi writes, he would move his head first, he would raise his head first, and then follow, the rest of his body would follow. Okay. Another statement from Rabba Bar Chinna Saba in the name of Rav. Call Hashana Kula Adam Mispalal Hakel Hakadosh. Before again, I'm sorry. Okay. The entire year, what do we say after in the third bracha of Shemona Esrei? We say Hakel Hakadosh. And then we also say Melech Oe Tzilako Mishpat. Right, that's in, obviously, later on in Shemona Esrei. Chutz me'esari yomim shevein Rosh Hashanah v'yom ha-kipurim. Right, again, a halacha that we're familiar with, except for during the Aseres Me'tshuva, shemispal ha-melech ha-kadosh v'ha-melech ha-mishpat. That we change it to ha-melech. Rabbi Elazar says, afilu omar ha-kel ha-kadosh yotza. Even if you say ha-kel ha-kadosh during the Aseres Me'tshuva, you're fine. Shnevar Zepazik says, v'yikba ha-shem tzvakos v'ha-mishpat v'ha-kel ha-kadosh nikdash b'tzdaka. Emasai ve'igba Hashem tzvakos b'mishpat. Right, when is Hashem in judgment? Elu asar yamim shemir Rosh Hashanah avi Yom Kippur. Ve'komar, what do you see? The pasuk says during the time when Hashem is in judgment, what do we say? Hakel Hakadosh. That's what we say. Hakel Hakadosh. So you see, it's fine. So my havi Allah. So what's the halacha? What do we do about this? Amar Rav Yosef, Hakel Hakadosh u'melech ohev tzedakah u'mishpat. Fascinating. He says we say Hakel Hakadosh and then melech ohev tzedakah u'mishpat. That's what we say. That's not the halacha, obviously. Rabba Amar HaMelech HaKadosh HaMelech HaMishpat VeHilchasa KaRabba. Right? We know that that's what we do. We say HaMelech HaKadosh and Melech HaMishpat. V'Rabba Rabba Baruch Hinnah Saba Mishmei D'Rav Kol She'efshar Lo Levakesh Rachim HaMelech HaVeh Ruvenu Mevakesh. Anyone who is able to daven for his friend that he doesn't, Nikra Chote is called a sinner. Shenemer Gam Anochi Chalilu Li Michatol Hashem. We can't see that. My Gemara is actually kind of blotted out a little bit. I think it says Mechadol, it's parallel Ba'adchem. Okay. Just very quickly, it's fairly well known Machlokas Rambam, whether it's a mitzvah d'araisa to daven every single day, that's the Ramban, or whether to daven during an East Zara, right, so that's called a Rambam. But Lamaisa, then it makes a lot of sense, because if it's a mitzvah, the Raisa, to daven, be'is tzara, so you see that it's not only your is tzara, but someone else's is tzara. I think that's quoted in the name of Rav Soloveitchik. That's what it means. You're a chote because you missed out on this mitzvah to daven be'eis tzara of someone else. All right. Anyway, Omar Rava. Rava says, "Im Talmud Chacham hu tzarech sheyach le'atzmo alav." A Talmud Chacham even needs to make himself sick over someone else's plight. I mean, to daven so much that it makes himself sick. My taima. Why is that? If you're going to tell me because the pasuk says, "Ve'in chola mikem alive, ve'in gola etosnai," right? That's a pasuk by Shaul. Shaul was saying to his servants, he was yelling at them almost a little bit for not helping him or not davening for him, right? When Yehonasan his son chose to side with David, so Shaul was like yelling at his servants. So if you tell me that's the pasuk that he's saying, "In chola mikem alive," none of you are sick for me, none of you are making yourself sick and davening for me. So Gemara says, how do you know? Dilma melech shiny. Maybe a king's plight is different, right? That's special, right? A melech has a special schusim. So elo mehacha, rather, no, the pasuk is, the real source is it from here. Vani b'chalosam lavush. Okay. Ve'amar rava barachinna sava mishmi derav. Right, again, just that last pasuk is a pasuk from David HaMelech, right? Rashi explains. David HaMelech said he was sick. Al doeg v'achitofel hu omer shayu tamid chachamim. Right, he was sick to his stomach. He was davening for doeg and achitofel, etc., etc. Okay. V'amar Rav Barchin and Nasaba mishmei derav. Kol ha'osa dvar avera umizbayish bo mochlem lo al kol avarosav. Someone who does a chait, right, is again very. I don't know if it's uplifting, but it's comforting a little bit. Anybody who does an avera, but he's embarrassed about it, so mochlen lo kol avonosov, asher kodesh baruch hu is mochel is avonos. Shinemar, as the pasuk says, a long pasuk, l'man tizkeri uvoshes, v'lo yelecha od pizchon peh, v'pnei klamosecha, v'kafrilach l'chol asher esisa, ne'um Hashem Elokim. So, what's going on in that pasuk? So, Akash Baruch Hu is saying that basically he's going to uvoshes, right? Since I'm going to remember, and that Am Yisrael were embarrassed about their sins, so Hashem will take care of us. So the Gemara says, Dilma Tzibur Shaini, maybe Klal Yisrael is different. Maybe that's only for Klal Yisrael if they're collectively embarrassed about their sins. So Akash Baruch Hu will be mochel them. So the Gemara says, Ela Mehacha, rather, no, it must be from here. Vayomer Shmuel al Shaul, Lama, I heard guys Tani, Lahalositi, Vayomer Shaul, Tsarli, Miyodu, Plishtim, Nilchamim, Bi. Hashem, Sarmi, Alai, Shaul is complaining to Shmuel. I have so many things going on. Right, this is when Shaul went to raise Shmuel from the dead. Right, he spoke to Shmuel's spirit, or whatever it was. He went to do some hocus pocus by his grave. Right, and Shmuel's like, "Why'd you bother me?" So Shaul said to him, "I got so many tzaras. Plishtim nilchamim bi. I'm fighting the Plishtim. Hashem, Sarmi, Alai, and Hashem doesn't listen to me. Or he has not answered. Velo Anani doesn't answer me. Velo Anani Ode. Biad Neviim, Hashem doesn't answer him through the Neviim. Gam b'chalomos, I can't get to him in my dreams. V'akar l'chavo d'ani ma'eses, so I came to you, and I had no choice. I had to raise you up from the dead to tell me what to do, right? And the Gemara points out, v'ulai urim v'tumim lo ka'amar, right? Shaul doesn't mention that he didn't ask Hashem through the urim v'tumim. Why not? Mishum dekalte lenov yirakohanim, because he was afraid, or not afraid, but he was embarrassed that he had killed Nov Yira Kohanim. He had massacred that whole city of Kohanim. He didn't have an Urim Batumim to ask, I assume. And he was so embarrassed. So since he was embarrassed, Shaul was forgiven for all his sins. Gemara says, Minayin da'achilu le min Shemaya. How do you know that Hashem forgave him? Shinamar Zabalik says, Machar atahu vanecha imi. Shmuel, in his comforting statement to Shaul, said, "Don't worry, this won't bother you too much longer. Tomorrow, you and Yonasan will be with me in the Olam HaEmes." Lamaisa, presumably Shmuel was in Gan Eden, so that was exactly the point. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, imi b'mechitzasi. Right, you're going to be with me in my mechitzas, in my dalaramos, in my curtains, in my enclosure, i.e. in Rashi writes in Gan Eden. Okay. I think Rashi writes in Gan Eden. All right, but that's the mashmas. I can't find it right now. I'm just trying to prove it. Okay. Vayter. V'rabbanan amrei mi'achacha. The Rabbanan says from a different pasuk. V'ukanum Hashem b'givas Shaul b'chir Hashem. The pasuk says, that Shaul was Bechir Hashem, and Yotza Baskol Ve'omra Bechir Hashem, right? Baskol came out and said Shaul was still Bechir Hashem, the chosen one of Hashem, i.e. that he had forgiven all his avonos. Okay. Amar Rabbi Avo Bar Zutrasi, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zvida. Bikshu Likvoa Parshas Balak B'Kriyashma. They wanted to say Parshas Balak in Kriyashma. That would have been a little bit longer. Well, Shakos would have been 5, 6, 10 minutes longer. Upnei Malo Kavua. Why didn't they? Why weren't they koveyed? Exactly for that reason. Mishum Torah Tzibur, because that would be a pain. Right? You can imagine how happy people are when they don't have to say a couple of pages of Tachanun. Can you imagine if they had to do a Shnayim Mikra on the entire Parshas Balak right before Shemona Esrei? My time. Well, what's the reason? Right? Why did they want to include it Bechlal? So Elaim, if you're going to tell me Mishum Dichtiv Bei, because it says within that parsha, Kel Motziyami Mitzrayim, that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. So, first of all, I don't know why the Gemara doesn't ask this, but we say that already in Vayomer, but the Gemara doesn't ask that. It says, Lema, why don't we also say Parshas Ribis or Parshas Mishkalos? Right, the whole Parsha of Ribis, after the whole Parsha of Ribis and Mishkalos is a mitzvah that have equal weights, right, in Vayikra, and Parshas Kedoshim, I think. It says, "Ani Hashem Elokeichem." Asher, it says, "Hatsesios Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim." I got a trivia question. It doesn't say it in Vayikra. It says it at the end of, I think, in Parshas Kisetzei. But there are three mitzvahs where the Torah promises you long life. Underrated. Everybody knows the first two, but the third one is not really so famous. Hat tip to my old chavrusa Josh Cantor, who told me this and pointed it out to me. The two that are famous are Shiloh HaKein and Kibra Ve'Eim. Right, the pasuk says L'man Yarichu Yamecha, but it also says in Parsha, at the end of Parsha Kisetzei, that if you have equal weights, fair weights, if you're honest in business, so you will also be zocha for L'man Yarichu Yamecha. Check it out over there, at the end of Parsha Kisetzei. But anyway, if right, the whole reason to include Parsha's Balak is because it says that Kel Motziyam Mitzrayim. So we have a bunch of places. You know, I would imagine the Gemara is just giving two random examples. Right, it says a lot of times that I am Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim. Right, you could have just said we could have said a parsha of Ribis or parsha of Mishkalos. Dichtiv behen Yesius Mitzrayim. Ella Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Avin Mishum Dichtiv Bar. Because what's the whole reason? Why do we want to say parshas Balak? Dichtiv Bar, because the pasuk says Haikra. This pasuk. Karasha Chav Kari Uchlavi Miyikimenu. Right, Hashem, we are lying down like a lion and like a cub. Who will stand him up? Okay. Right, Rashi writes again that just what's the whole point of that? The dami l'vishachmuchav kumecha, right? That kash baruchu shomreinu v'shachveinu v'kumenu, right? It's similar to v'shachmuchav kumecha, that that Hashem watches over us when we're lying down and when we're standing. Okay, so the Gemara says v'lema lai l'hai psuka. So why don't we just say that pasuk v'sula? Right? What do you need to say all of Parsha's Balak? Right? You could just say that pasuk and we'd be good, right? We cut a bunch of psukim we bring from Tehillim, psukim de Zimra, right, just found there's a lot of, again, we say Mizmar Tehillim, but very often we'll just say one pasuk and be done with it. So Gemara says, Gemiri kol parsha de piska Moshe Rabbeinu paskina. Yeah, when do we take one pasuk? That's from like Tehillim or other places in Nach perhaps, but when talking about the Torah, no. That doesn't work out because we learned, Gemiri, we learned any parsha that Moshe split up, then you could split. But the lopaska Moshe Rabbeinu lopaskina, right? You can't just split up parshios. You know, Rashi writes, and we have that basically is, I guess Rashi doesn't say it here, but the whole parsha of Parshas Balak is one long inyan. So you couldn't have split it up just to take out that one pasuk. You would have had to say the entire thing, and therefore we don't say it by Kriyat Shema. Parshas Tzitzis, Mipnei Makavua. So why do we say Parshas Tzitzis? Vayomer, etc. The third parsha of Kriyat Shema. Amar Rabbi Yehuda bar Chaviva, mipnei sheyesh ba chamisha dvarim, because it has five things. Now count off with me: mitzvah tzitzis, that's one; yitzias mitzrayim, that's two; ol mitzvos, the concept of having an ol mitzvah, the yoke of mitzvos, the obligation to perform mitzvos, that's three; das minim, the to nullify the das and the minim, to contradict the machshavas tashkafa of the apikorsim, that's four. Hirhur Avera, that we shouldn't have Hirhurin for Averos, that's five. Vihirhur Avodah Zarah, and we shouldn't have Hirhurin for Avodah Zarah, that's six. So, what do you mean five things? So, Tosarash says that Das Minim and Hirhur Avodah Zarah is the same thing. at the Ashkafa of Apikorsim and having bad thoughts for Avodah Zarah, so we want to mention those two things as the same Indian. Okay, if anyway, but that's not the Pashis in the Gemara, because they have something in between them, right? We have here her Avera in between, but okay, fine. Bishlama, I understand, Hani Talas, Mefarshin, right, these, the first three are clear in the Parsha of Vayomer. How so? Because the Pasuk says, by all mitzvos kidichtiv, the Pasuk says, Uri semosos, for them is called mitzvos Hashem. Okay, that's clear, that we talk about the mitzvos in that Parsha. Tzitzis, obviously, dichtiv asulam tzitzis. Yitzis Mitzrayim, obviously, dichtiv, Sherot Tzitzis, Chaneret Mitzrayim, those lechem lelukim. But where do we get the other three from? Eladas minim hir ha'avera, v'hir ha'avodazara minalam. Where do you see in the Parsha Vayomer that we have those three in Yonim? The Gemara says, "Detanya acharei levavchem." Right, los asuru acharei levavchem zuminus. That's Apikorsus. Right, Rashi writes, "Osama ahovchem taimei atorah lemidrash tells ve'olil." Right, those who take the drashos and they take, you know, whatever they learn in the Torah, they take it after some strange wrong ashkafa. That's Apikorsus. Right, don't stray after your heart. Your heart might think, "Oh, I can be durst the Torah and come up with all these different things." No, no, no. Leave it to the Rabbanim to do that. And follow what the Gemara says, the halacha, etc., etc. V'chein hu omer, and so too the pasuk says, Amar Naval bilibo in elukim. Right? How do you know acharei levavchem is apikorsus? Because Naval said in his heart, levavo levavchem in elukim, there is no God. Okay, that's one. Acharei nichem, los asur acharei nichem, zehur avera. Right? The eyes cause a person to sin. Shemar vayomer Shimshon el aviv osa kachli ki hi yishara be'enai. Shimshon wanted to marry Delilah, Yeshara Ba'enai, right, that led him astray. His Einayim caused him to mess up. Atem Zonim Achareihem, Asher Atem Zonim Achareihem, what is that? Zehur Avon Zora, V'cheinu Omer, V'yiznu Achareiha Ba'ilim, that they were Mizana after the Ba'ilim, and that is a reference to Hirhure Avon Zora. Okay, Shkor Chorbosa, very good. Mitzashem, same time, same place, tomorrow. And we get to finish the daf, finish the perek. Very exciting.